MODO.US.
Visit MODO.US for the best free play social casino experience wherever you are. Modo offers a huge selection of Vegas-style games and now introducing live blackjack, roulette, and casino hold'em. These are so much fun. Modo always has generous jackpots, free spins, and exciting promotions. Register today at MODO.US for your free welcome bonus.
Modo is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
MODO.US.
Let's check in with golf legend John Daly.
I only spend on Modo, America's social casino. You know, I've won a couple of majors. And on Modo, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Modo Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. That's Daly. Modo Casino, hands down, has the best VIP experience. Take it from one high roller to another. Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces. If you're ready to go for the greens with me, grip it and spin it on Modo Casino.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi and continuing coverage of the case against Karen Reed.
All right, whenever you're ready, Mr. Brennan.
Thank you, Your Honor. Good afternoon, Mrs. McCabe.
Good afternoon.
I want you to briefly tell us your memory of the weather when you first arrived at Fairview, when you left at Fairview, and when you returned the next morning a little after 6 a.m.
Okay. When I arrived at Fairview on the evening, early hours of the 29th, the snow was falling, you know, just starting to fall, starting to stick to the street and onto the windshields. When I left Fairview, it had, you know, accumulated more where my husband had to wipe the windows. And then the following morning, when we were driving there, it was dark and the snow was like coming out the car. Like, it was very hard to see.
When you returned the next morning, we've seen video from the dash cam. The elements, the visibility, is that fairly depicted in that dash cam?
Yes. With, I mean, obviously it was lit more because of the lighting and the spotlights, etc.
From the moment that you first saw John until you went into your sister's home, is it fair to say a number of different first responders arrived?
Yes.
When the first responders arrived, did you see a number of different vehicles arrive?
I did, yes.
Did any of them have their sirens on?
Not that I recall.
Ambulance, fire truck, police cars, do you remember ever any siren on at all?
Not that I recall, no.
And your sister and brother-in-law, you described how you went in the house and woke them up. They never came out before you woke them up?
No, they didn't.
There was a house right next to where you found John before 34. Do you know what address that is?
I would assume it's 32.
Did you ever see anybody come out of 32 Fairview and come over to John in the scene to help out?
No.
Across the street, there's a house that's in between 32 and 34 if you cross the street?
Yes.
Did you ever see anybody come out of that house and offer assistance to help?
No.
There's a house right across the street from 34 Fairview, isn't there?
Yes.
And did anybody ever come out of that house and come over to assist?
No.
When you were trying to help John that moment, have you ever been trained in emergency aid?
Probably 25, 30 years ago.
Your state of mind. Best describe how you were feeling at that moment as far as your focus and what was going through your mind.
I was shocked, confused, nervous, scared, anxious. My friend was lying there on the ground. I had no idea what happened. All I wanted to do was to get help for John and as fast as I could.
You saw her on the dash cam. You spoke to a number of different people in law enforcement?
Yes.
In fact, during that day, a number of different people from law enforcement, did they call you?
Objection. I'll allow that. Move along to Mr. Brennan.
Did a number of people call you from law enforcement that day?
On the day of the 29th?
Yes.
Michael Proctor called me.
Okay. Did you speak to law enforcement after that day?
Yes.
Were you asked to engage in interviews?
Yes.
Were you asked to testify in front of grand juries?
Yes.
Were you asked to come to court and testify?
Yes.
Did you ever once refuse to speak to the police?
No.
Did you ever once refuse to testify?
No.
When you were speaking to the police on that dash cam, it's depicted on the dash cam, why were you speaking to the police?
Well, each officer that arrived had a set of questions of who it was, what happened, etc. So I was answering all the questions because my main focus was John.
Did you ever try to be evasive with the police?
No, I told them everything I knew.
Did you ever try to avoid speaking to them?
Objection. The form.
Did you ever hold anything back from the police when you spoke to them?
Objection. I'll allow that, and then let's move on, Mr. Brady.
No, I didn't.
When you interviewed with many different law enforcement and people involved in this case, were you ever given an opportunity to review somebody else's report after it was written and provide edits or your input?
Objection.
I'll allow it.
No.
When you testified, are you testifying from what somebody wrote? They interpreted what you said months or years ago, or are you testifying from your own memory?
Objection.
I'll allow it.
I'm testifying from my own memory.
You called 911?
Yes.
And that morning when you called 911, well, let me ask you, do you wear an Apple Watch?
I do have one, yes.
When you were speaking to 911 that morning and during that event, how did you feel?
Extremely nervous, anxious, scared, uncertain, panicked.
Do you think your heartbeat was up?
Yes.
At 2:27, the night before or around that time when you were looking up Hockomock before you went to bed, were you of the same state of mind of fear and panic, or were you in a very different state of mind?
Objection.
Strike the fear and panic part. You can answer that, though. Were you of the same mind or different?
Different.
What was your state of mind at that time?
I was relaxed, just playing on my phone, looking up things before I went to bed.
Do you think your heartbeat was as elevated that evening as it was the next morning?
Objection.
Sustained.
When you made a search for how long to die in the cold or how long to die in cold, is that something that you thought of for yourself?
Objection.
I'll allow it.
No.
Why did you do it?
Miss Reed asked me to Google it.
And when was that?
That was in the morning after we found him.
And had you ever attempted either of those searches before Miss Reed asked you to do that?
No, I didn't.
You were asked questions about the next day when you visited the O'Keefe home, and you read some records. Do you remember those questions?
Yes.
Do you remember going to the O'Keefe home?
I do, yes.
You went with who?
With Carrie and our two daughters.
You remember how many hours you spent with the O'Keefe family?
I don't remember how many hours, say a few.
Was it over three or four?
Could have been, I'm not sure.
What is the reason that you spend so much time at the O'Keefe home the next day?
We went over to offer support, love, comfort, to be with them.
You weren't avoiding them, were you?
No, no.
Sustained.
After you left the O'Keefe home and reading the records, I don't know if this is your memory, it was suggested it was 5:12. Do you remember going to Fairview?
I remember driving by Fairview on the way to Mike Lank's.
When you went to Fairview, you asked questions about when you stopped by, whether that meant you went in or were outside. Do you remember whether you went in or were outside?
We never went in.
Have you seen your phone records that there are no calls to your sister when you went by Fairview at that time?
Objection.
I haven't, no.
And when you went by, you were asked about that. In fact, you had been asked about that before, hadn't you? Whether
yeah.
you stopped by?
Yes.
And Attorney Jackson showed you part of that statement?
Yes.
Did you, when you were saying that's part of the statement, did you read the whole statement to yourself?
I did.
And to put that in completeness, had you, under oath, talked about the fact that you went by that day?
I'm confused by your question.
Okay. May I approach?
Yes.
Thank you.
You were shown page 181 and then 182?
Yes.
Okay. And so when you were asked about that before, had you in fact offered under oath that you did go by Fairview?
Yes.
When you stopped by Fairview, according to the questions you were asked, or the records you were asked to read, it was 4 minutes you stopped by Fairview. Does that sound like your memory?
No, I know we drove by, slowed down, and we were looking outside.
Why did you want to go back to the very scene that you had seen that morning?
I think Carrie and I just, I'm not really sure. I think we just drove down and we...
All right, so your answer is not really sure.
Okay.
Next question.
And then according to the records that were read to you, you went to Detective Lang's house?
Yes.
And you were at that address for about 40 minutes, 50 minutes?
Yes.
You were read or shown certain text messages between you and some of your family.
Yes.
Was that a complete listing of the text messages in order that were on your phone?
I had a lot of text messages with them on my phone, yes.
Were some missing from what you were shown?
I'm not sure.
Okay. You were asked about your state of mind. I'm going to ask you about some of those text messages in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
You were asked about calls and text messages to John O'Keefe?
Yes.
Have you ever inadvertently called anybody before on your iPhone?
Objection.
I'll allow it.
Yes, many times.
And you were asked whether or not you remembered or knew that those calls were made to Mr. O'Keefe?
Yes.
Did you purposely make those calls?
No, I do not believe so.
If you inadvertently called on purpose, it wouldn't be inadvertent, would it?
True.
Did John ever answer any of your calls after that 1218 call?
No, he didn't.
And when you were reaching out to him, did you reach out to him the next morning after you heard from the defendant?
I did, yes.
What?
No, next question, Mr. Boyd.
Why were you reaching out to him?
Because I was trying to get in touch with him. Because Ms. Reed said he didn't come home.
You were asked about your state of mind over the next couple days?
Yes.
Okay. And I'd like to ask you about some of the text messages reflecting your full state of mind over the next couple days.
All right, this has to be really brief. All right, jurors, you're about to hear some evidence. And remember, I told you this morning that before you consider any electronic communication in your deliberations, you must first find that it is more likely true than not that the person who authored or created or sent, transmitted this communication was in fact the person alleged to have done so. If you do not find it is more likely true than not that the person alleged to have transmitted, created these messages, then you may not consider the electronic communication in deciding this case. And remember, what you're about to hear, you're not to use for the truth of the statement. It goes simply to the state of mind of Ms. McCabe at the time of the message. All right. Go ahead, Mr. Brennan.
Thank you. May I approach with a copy for the witness?
Yes.
Thank you.
When law enforcement asks for your phone, was there any requirement you give that to them?
Objection.
Sustained.
Did you voluntarily consent to give your entire phone to law enforcement?
Objection.
I'll allow that.
Yes, I did.
Okay. I handed you a document that reflects your text messages from that morning and the next day. You were asked about some of them on the screen. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Okay, and you were asked how that affected your state of mind and the decisions that you were making, correct?
Yes.
I want to read along, and I'll indicate if you look at the number on the left, and then I'll read it, and you can let me know if I read it accurately.
Okay.
Starting at number 17, there's a phone call saying, please answer. Who are you calling?
I'm sorry, where does it say?
May I approach?
Yes.
Oh, that's the number right
this
there.
This would be the number. This would be the calling. This
okay.
Would be...
Okay, so it's Joan O'Keefe. Okay. Okay. Thanks. Sorry.
All right, number 17, phone call, please answer. Who are you calling?
John O'Keefe.
Do you know at that point where he is?
No.
459-49, number 18, Karen is worried, we need to find you.
John O'Keefe.
504-40, number 19. Please answer so I know you're okay. Who are you calling?
John O'Keefe.
26, 515-41-129. Okay, I'm trying to call people. I will be in touch soon. Do you know who you're calling?
I don't recognize the number.
Okay. What are you thinking at this point?
I'm trying to find people. I'm trying to call people so that I can try to find John.
Number 31, 522-57-129. Okay, I tried to Beattie. Okay, I just talked to her. What are you referring to?
I don't know whose number this is.
Okay. At this point in the morning, you're making these phone calls. Do you know where John is?
No, I have no idea where he is.
Turn to number 48, 129-22 at 844. You're texting any update. What is your state of mind?
Which number is this?
Number 48.
48. I believe that may be to Kerry Roberts, and I'm trying to get an update from the hospital.
You were asked about your relationship with Kerry Roberts. At that time, before that night, how many times had you met her?
Once.
And you said in the moment, did that relationship change?
Yes, instantly.
Was it for collusion?
No.
Let me ask you, number 160. This is 129 at 2 in that afternoon. Do you have 160?
Sorry.
It's okay.
Okay, I'm here.
160. Do you see that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I can't stop seeing him in the snow. Jen, this is awful. Who's that from?
Kerry.
Is your state of mind collusion?
No.
Objection.
I'll allow it. Don't ask it again, please, Mr. Brenner.
168. $129.22 at 204.32. You're calling Miss Roberts. Every time I close my eyes, it's all I see. I feel like I'm going to vomit. I just can't even. I know how close you two were. Can't imagine how hard the situation is for you. Does this reflect your state of mind that day?
Yes.
I'll allow it.
Objections
noted. Next question.
Your Honor, we need to approach on this particular text.
Come to cyber. Oh, sorry.
May I approach, Your Honor?
Yes.
Numbers. I won't read it. This number on top. Whose number is that?
That is 9.
And the bottom number is who it's going to?
Yes.
So this text message, is this what you wrote?
Yes, it is.
To Kerry?
Yes, it is.
I won't read that last text message again. However, it is correct that text message was from you to Ms. Roberts, number 168?
Yes, it was.
And the response in this text message, number 169, from Ms. Roberts to you, you were also, "This is awful, Jen, I'm in shock."
Yes.
Number 170, and this one is from Ms. Roberts to you, 129.22 at 205.45. "I literally am having wine. I don't know what to do. Calm down."
Yes.
171 at 206.35 on 129.22 from you to Ms. Roberts. "I know I am definitely in shock and it keeps hitting me. I just feel so sick." Is that accurate?
Yes.
I'm going to read one more. 172. And this is from Ms. Roberts to you at 213.41 on 129.22. "I don't know what to even do. I'm so sorry for both of us." Is that accurate?
Yes.
Number 175. Again, to Ms. Roberts, 214.15, 129.22. Do you text, "I talked to Peggy. I am devastated for them"?
Yes.
And did you follow up seconds later at 214.56 on 129.22, "I am so sick to my stomach"?
Yes.
That day, did you have to speak to your children about what happened?
I did, yes.
Was that part of your state of mind that day?
Yes.
I'll allow that.
Okay. Number 208 or 207. You receive a text from this number. I don't want to say it out loud, but if you could read it, 207, do you know who that's from?
I don't.
Okay, we'll move to the next one then. 208, 129.22, 342.06. "I've never felt so sick." Is that accurate?
Yes.
Number 210, 433.40, 129.22. You text messaging somebody?
Yes.
You know who that is?
I don't, just off of the number.
Okay. And this text message, is this from you to somebody?
Yes.
My mind is racing. I have that awful feeling in my gut like I am about...
I'll allow it. Sent by this witness, allegedly.
My mind is racing. I have that awful feeling in my gut like I am about to puke. Besides seeing the awful image, trying to wrap my head around what happened to him. Is that accurate?
Yes.
This is on 129-22 at 4:38:20. Do you know who was texting you?
Yes.
Who?
My friend.
Once things settle, you need to talk to someone and process the trauma. And then 2:14, you respond, 129-22, 4:40:38. I have been shaking since this AM. I feel so sick. Everything started to be a blur and all run into each other.
Yes.
And this is at 4:40:38 at 129-22?
Yes.
And during that day, you've spoken to law enforcement?
Yes.
And the days that follow?
Yes.
I'm going to move to 129-22, 752. If you look at number 289, please.
Okay.
At 289, is this a text from your sister, Nicole?
Yes.
Any update? Is that accurate?
Yes.
Okay. And you were shown this text at 292?
Yes.
And you texted your sister, Kerry talked to cops, kept it simple?
Yes.
What did you mean by that?
I mean, the cops had gone to her house, but she had had a long day and been drinking some wine, so she said she just made it quick.
And you were sharing that with your sister?
Yes.
And was your sister part of many of these texts, as part of your support group?
Yes.
Did anybody tell you that you shouldn't rely on your family and have a conversation about what you went through?
Objection.
I'll allow that.
No, no one did.
And during that text time, the one I just read to you was at 7:54:38. If you turn to 296, 129-22 at 7:56:50. Did your sister text you, okay, try get some sleep, talk tomorrow?
Yes.
And did you text back at 7:57? Yes, but don't feel pressure?
Yes.
And the next one, 298 at 7:57:07, was your sister asking you for any updates?
Yes.
And at 7:57:13, did she text you, I love you, don't beat yourself up, you did the best you could?
Yes.
And just a few minutes later, one at number 308, please, 129-22 at 8:01 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Did your sister again write to you, okay, text me in the a.m. if you hear anything later?
Yes.
And you continued texting with her?
Yes.
Okay. You were asked about a timeline?
Yes.
Okay. If you turn to number 761, please.
761?
761, please.
What page is that on?
248.
I'm missing page 248.
You don't have a two-page 48?
No, it stops at 212 and picks up at 253.
Yes, yeah, with the witness, Your Honor.
Yes.
Can you remind us who asked you to put together a timeline?
Peggy.
Peggy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
2 days later, January 31st, 2022, and this is at 10:26:29 a.m. Are you texting Ms. Roberts?
I am.
I have spent the AM trying to process that he is really gone and try to piece together all the events. Is that part of the process of the timeline?
Yes.
At some point on the 31st, was something happening around Fairview Road that you learned?
I believe there was police presence.
Was there any presence from the media, the press?
Oh, yes, there was.
Was that causing any concern?
I believe I talked to Peggy, and she was...
Persisting.
And so on January 31st, 2022, we're at number 864.
Mm-hmm.
You're receiving information. Do you know who this number is that's calling you?
That's my sister.
Which one?
Nicole.
And she's texting you, news people came by and knocked on the door again. They're all leaving now, Peggy, and them left about 15 minutes ago?
Yes.
And then at 1 o'clock, 18 seconds on 1:32:22, you text back, did you answer the door?
Correct.
Was this part of your state of mind on the 31st, what was going on around the house?
Yes.
Just a few more. In trying to recount for people who asked you that morning and over the next couple days, some of what's reflected in those text messages, was that part of your state of mind?
Yes.
Was it in any way affecting the way you were remembering and thinking about what had happened?
Objection.
I'll allow it.
Yes.
Your Honor, subject to redactions, I would seek to introduce all of Ms. McCabe's text messages.
So we'll deal with that later. Is there an objection?
There is.
We'll deal with that later.
Okay. Thank you. I have no further questions.
Ms. McCabe, a couple of follow-up questions. You indicated on redirect examination that there were no sirens that you heard that morning with the approach of the first responders. Is that right?
I don't believe there was.
But they did have their lights on.
I saw a spotlight, yes, and I do believe they had lights on, yes.
Flashing red and blue lights or blue lights or red lights, some combination thereof, correct?
Correct.
That was cruisers, police cruisers, correct?
Yes.
There were fire SUVs, in other words, a captain of a fire department?
Possibly.
There were fire trucks and fire engines. Do you know the difference?
No.
Fire engine, big one with a ladder on it?
Yes.
There was an ambulance, correct?
Yes.
And all of them had their emergency lights on?
Most likely, yes.
All of them had their motors running?
I'm not sure if they were all running. They could have been, yes.
Certainly, you would agree that there was a cacophony of diesel engines and gasoline engines and internal combustion engines that were running right outside of 34 Fairview, although no sirens, correct?
I wouldn't exactly say right outside of 34 Fairview. I'd say there were some right outside of 34 Fairview, but the first vehicle pulled up kind of right just on the right end, and most of the vehicles with the lights on were to the left. So they were actually more in front of 32 Fairview, but there were vehicles. There was Miss Roberts' vehicle, and then I believe another vehicle pulled up, I think I remember from seeing the dash cam.
And Sarah's cruiser, correct?
Yes.
And Mulaney's cruiser, just on the other side of Terry Roberts' vehicle, correct?
Yes, I don't believe lights were on. His lights were on.
And there was an ambulance just to the left and behind Sarah's vehicle, correct?
Yes, which would have been in front of 32 Fairview.
Lights on that as well?
Yes.
All facing in the direction of 34 Fairview, correct?
Facing, but out front of 32.
So is there a reason that you're so resistant to admit that there was a cacophony of sound and noise outside of 34 Fairview?
No.
Okay, so there was, correct?
Outside on the front lawn, yes, yeah. Side lawn.
And there was also some people yelling and screaming at a high pitch, right?
Yes.
Both Miss Reed, who was yelling and screaming, correct?
Correct.
And Miss Roberts, who at least at some point told her to shut the fuck up, correct?
Correct.
You were asked about the stop at 34 Fairview on the way to Sergeant Lang's house on redirect examination by Mr. Brennan just now, correct?
I was, yes.
He showed you a couple of pages of your transcript from that question and answer, correct?
I believe he showed me a page, yes.
And you noted that this was a question and answer from a hearing last year in this courtroom?
Yes.
And you admitted that you stopped, but actually, let me rephrase that. You were confronted with the fact that you stopped at 34 Fairview on the way to Officer Lang's house, Sergeant Lang's house, by me on cross-examination, correct?
Yes, you asked me.
You also indicated that you have never refused to speak to the police, any law enforcement officer in this case, correct?
I've spoken when asked to, yes.
But in point of fact, when you were approached by the two law enforcement agents who were not connected to Massachusetts State Police or to Canton PD, you suspended that interview and refused to answer further questions, correct?
I welcomed them in my house, sat with them, and then I stopped, and then I met with them a few times after, and I answered all their questions that they asked. I helped clear up some misconceptions that they had been told. And as you know, I know they're no longer investigating. So I think I helped them well.
And you're obviously well aware that in that first interview, you stopped the interview cold and refused to answer further questions, correct?
I said, I'm going to stop and I'm going to seek some counsel, yes.
The text messages. You just read a series of text messages that Mr. Brennan actually read for you, and you agreed with, correct?
Correct.
Were any of the text messages that you just read in the group chat that I showed you in cross-examination?
I don't believe so.
And that group chat included you, Brian Albert, Nicole Albert, and Matt McCabe, correct?
Correct.
And that was a private chat among the four of you, is that right?
That's just a chat with them, yes.
You read some text messages to and from Kerry Roberts, correct?
Yes.
You had just met Kerry Roberts, isn't that right?
Yes.
She's not a McCabe, is that right?
Correct.
She's not an Albert. Correct?
Correct.
You even read some text messages with your minor children, correct?
Just now?
Yeah.
I don't believe any with my children.
Mr. Brennan asked you about a couple of text messages, or at least one text message, with your children. Didn't he?
No, he didn't.
Objection.
Yeah. She can answer that question. Is that what happened?
Did I misunderstand?
No, I honestly didn't read anything from my children. I think one, I said a friend, another time I didn't know who it was, but I do know my children's phone numbers, and no, it was none of my kids.
Obviously, the kids are not on that group chat, that private group chat that we went over, correct?
Oh, yes, correct. They're not.
Well, let's talk about those unidentified numbers. You said this is a number I don't recognize, and Mr. Brennan read to you a text to that person, correct?
Yes.
Whoever that is, that person's not a McCabe, correct?
They're not one, correct.
And that person's not an Albert?
They could be. Again, it could have been Chris Sal, but Julie, I don't, one of the numbers I didn't recognize, because I have everybody in my phone with the name, so I don't recognize every number.
And that person certainly was not in that group chat with you, Brian Albert, Nicole Albert, and Matt McCabe, correct?
Correct.
And then there was a friend. You said this is a friend, and I don't need you to identify the friend. But whoever this unidentified friend is, that friend is not a McCabe and is not an Albert, correct?
Correct.
And that friend was also not in that group chat that we went over in cross-examination. Is that right?
Correct.
These are all people outside of that group, among whom you engaged in the chat that we saw, correct?
Correct.
And that includes Carrie Roberts. She was not included in that group chat where you talked about the case and talked about what she was and wasn't doing with law enforcement, right?
Correct. It was just my sister, my brother-in-law, and husband.
Yeah, just a moment, Your Honor.
Okay. Ms. McCabe, you are all set. Thank you very much.
Let me just give you that. Thank you.
All right.
I'd like to play a couple of clips, Your Honor.
Yeah, I'd ask you to just wait 10 seconds.
I'm sorry.
All right, you can play them now.
May I proceed?
Yes.
I'd like to play clip 12, please.
There was a woman who was a mother to kids that were close to John's kids who lived very close to the Alberts. In fact, when Jen was navigating John to the Alberts when I was driving, she said, it's near Ashley's house. Ashley and John had hooked up prior to John and I dating. There was a woman.
Hold on. Hold on before you play it.
We've already played that one. We don't need to play it again.
Okay.
12A, please.
Either he's hurt himself and is incapacitated. He could be passed out on someone's couch, which is just weird. We're not on a campus. Everyone lives in their own home with children, or he's sleeping with someone. And there were multiple women in the neighborhood of Fairview that John had been with. And one of them very recently before I started dating John.
Clip 16, please.
I'm with Jen McCabe and Carrie Roberts, and Carrie Roberts' Ford Explorer. And I'm in the back, leaning over the front two seats. Carrie's driving and Jen's in the passenger seat. And I described this to everyone. so you've probably heard this before, but John looked like a buffalo on the prairie. It was just a lawn and a heap that it wasn't a bush or a hydrant or a dog. It was a weird shaped lump at that time in those elements. And I was looking to find him on the side of the road. I was expecting I'd find him. And the fear of what I was gonna see is the worst feeling I've ever experienced. The anticipation of what is awaiting me was as extreme a feeling. I wouldn't say it was as extreme a feeling as the grief of realizing what happened to him.
And finally, clip 17, please.
Your Honor, we need to see the court before this one's
going. All right, hold that, please.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now, and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast. In a world where the darkest secrets lie just beneath the surface.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence says otherwise.
Where hidden killers roam unnoticed in the shadows.
I think you would definitely be looking at a blend of toxic, very bad narcissistic personality traits, and they will be vengeful and possibly resort to violence.
Join Tony Bruschi as he uncovers the truth behind the most chilling cases.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence clearly says otherwise.
Each episode, we dig deep into the minds of those who commit the unthinkable.
To your point on narcissism, he thinks in his own mind how witty he is.
Yeah.
But he lost that jury. I was done with him in 2 minutes.
From unsolved mysteries to infamous crimes.
Geez, you've just talked about how you've taught yourself how to do everything under the sun. I bet you did a YouTube video, how to best kill somebody with a knife.
Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi takes you where few dare to go.
How does someone with such a dark secret go unnoticed for so long?
With multiple new episodes every single day.
We're not just telling stories, we're seeking justice.
Listen now on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
Visit MODO.US for the best free play social casino experience wherever you are. Modo offers a huge selection of Vegas-style games with free spins, exciting promotions, and always generous jackpots. You can waste your time with the others, or you can win at Modo. Register today at MODO.US for your free welcome bonus.
Modo is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
MODO.US.
Let's check in with golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
Whoa, John, what are you playing?
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know, I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. That's Daly. Moto Casino, hands down, has the best VIP experience. Take it from one high roller to another. If you're ready to go for the greens with me, grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
It's time to play big on Moto Social Casino. America's hottest free-to-play social casino experience. Moto.us has live casino games. It's time. Play big. Win bigger on Moto.us today.
Moto is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Visit Moto.us for more details.
It's time.
Moto.us.
Let's check in with golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
Whoa, John, what are you playing?
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know, I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. That's Daly. Moto Casino, hands down, has the best VIP experience. Take it from one high roller to another. If you're ready to go for the greens with me, grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
It's time to play big on Moto Social Casino. America's hottest free-to-play social casino experience. Moto. Vegas.us has live casino games. It's time! Play big, win bigger on Moto.us today.
Moto is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Visit Moto.us for more details.
It's time!
Moto.us. Moto.us.
Visit MODO.US for the best free play social casino experience wherever you are. Modo offers a huge selection of Vegas-style games with free spins, exciting promotions, and always generous jackpots. You can waste your time with the others, or you can win at Modo. Register today at MODO.US for your free welcome bonus.
Modo is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
Modo.US.
It's time to play big on Moto Social Casino, America's hottest free-to-play social casino experience. Moto.us has live casino games. It's time! Play big, win bigger on Moto.us today.
Moto is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Visit Moto.us for more details.
It's time!